Governor Tony Evers has made February Career and Technical Education Month in Wisconsin to shine a light on how the state is getting students ready for jobs or college. In Northeast Wisconsin, there's an effort to get people ready for one field that's in high demand, information technology. Training happens once every year. It's part of an international program called the Hour of Code. Julie Eben-Matsky is the Associate Dean of Information Technology at Northeast Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay. The campus recently hosted their fourth Hour of Code event a couple months ago. Julie, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, before we get into the Hour of Code itself, Julie, can you talk about the demand? Are there a lot of decent jobs out there in the information technology, IT fields?
Absolutely. Just here in Northeast Wisconsin, there is just more than 6,200 open positions in computer jobs. And just recently, within the last couple of weeks, U.S. News reported that software developer is the number one ranked job for 2019. So we have this growing trend of a shortage of IT professionals, and we need to fill that gap of how we train people in that field.
And have you seen this as kind of part of your mission there at Northeast?
Absolutely. We have employers that are constantly coming here asking us to be able to talk to our graduates, many times trying to get the graduates before they even graduate from college, because they're good paying wages. The average salary is $75,000 for these careers in IT, so it's a great field to get into.
Now, we just stumbled across this Hour of Code event. We were a little late to the game. It happened in December, the most recent one, as I understand it. Tell us a little bit about what happened there.
Absolutely. So we do this annually. This was our fourth year, like you said earlier. Our first year, we had 12 people show up. This year, we had over 300.
Wow.
The thing we did unique this year was we decided not to just have it in Green Bay, where our main campus is, but we had it throughout our entire district all at the same time. So as far north as Niagara and Aurora, and then all the way down to Green Bay to Door County, and we decided to take it out to the rural areas this time. And what happens at this is we had everyone from 4 years old to 70 years old at the event. We did not limit it in ages, and they really learned the introductions to computer programming and just exposing them to the opportunities that are out there when it comes to digital type jobs. So they actually learned how to write computer programs using popular games like Minecraft and things like that, because you have to make it fun. So it was just a great event. And a lot of parents said, wow, my kids were here, so I thought, what the heck, I'll learn too. And so they were exposed to something they had never been exposed to as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this something where people just didn't have this field on their radar, whether we're talking about, you know, maybe a kid in high school or maybe an older worker? It wasn't even on the map for them?
I think it's a little bit of both of what you said. You know, I think there's a stereotype, unfortunately, that still exists out there, that a person that's a computer programmer, today we call them software developers, is the person that sits in the corner and drinks Mountain Dew and eats Cheetos, and they don't see the light of day. And that is the farthest thing from the truth of that stereotype, and you know, we get that from our Hollywood counterparts. They may be in a rural area, and you know, not all K-12 schools, number one, have the resources or the money maybe to offer these types of classes. And we just want students to be able to see, wow, this is an opportunity out there. And maybe as they get older, that they may look at doing something that's a dual credit with us. But it was important that everyone had equal opportunity to be exposed to this.
Talking to Julie Eben-Matsky from Northeast Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay, looking at efforts there to introduce the field of information technology to more people of a wide variety of ages. Julie, you had this Hour of Code in December, 300 people you mentioned. Are there students enrolled, do you think, right now who maybe thought about this for the first time at that Hour of Code?
Absolutely. And we do a similar event that is called Girls in IT. Believe it or not, this day and age, females in that field is still a minority. And we got that event coming up in a couple months, and we do have 100 girls here, middle school girls, that leave the day and say, wow, I didn't know this is what my dad does at work, or I didn't know this is what my cousin does at work. So we have that event coming up, but it gained such demand back in December that we decided we're going to hold our first spring event coming up here in April. So I asked people to kind of watch out for that. This time we're going to have a little bit of a different spin, and we're going to look at things like computer support. How do you fix computers, as well as cybersecurity? And we're going to do it district-wide again because that was so popular.
Can you give a little pep talk to people out there who are listening and thinking, kind of as you were saying, this isn't me. I'm not the kind of person who goes into computers, whether it's because, as you say, girls aren't often seen as the right people to do this, or older workers, whatever. What would you say to them to say, hey, maybe it is you?
Well, there's just such a broad range of opportunities in IT. It isn't just programming. It's everything from cybersecurity to maybe they're a good trainer to train people in computers. Maybe they like to fix computers. There's just such a wide range in that area. There's almost something for everyone. We even have students that they like to game. Well, why don't you put that to good use and write gaming apps? People always thought that you had to move to California to sell apps and to do gaming. Well, now we have students that sell their apps from right here in Northeast Wisconsin to companies in California. There isn't a job today that you don't need some type of computer digital literacy. And whether it's an auto mechanic or whatever it is, you can see what computers have done. So I encourage everyone to come out, like I said, from 4 years old to 90 years old, and just open up your mind and see what it has to offer out there. You would be amazed the number of people we have, middle age to older, that come back and say, you know what, I want a new career. It's time for me to retool myself for that new career. We had a recent graduate, he was an engineer. And he wanted to be a software developer and came back and got those skills.
As we wrap up, Julie, can you talk about the kind of course offerings you have at Northeast Wisconsin Technical College? I imagine probably other technical colleges around the state that would help people get started.
Absolutely. What we call our IT cluster is just a wide range of different programs that we offer. We offer everything from, like I said earlier, network security, which is a growing. All of us have seen all those ads about hacking and security problems. We offer admin support. We also offer software developer. We have web development for developing websites and web apps. We have business analyst, which is just a growing area for people that have a good business sense, as well as being able to look at analytics. We just have a wide range. If you can think about it in an IT career, we offer it here at NWTC in Green Bay.
Julie, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That's Julie Eben-Matsky, Associate Dean of Information Technology at Northeast Wisconsin Technical College in Green Bay. She was with us to talk about a recent event called Hour of Code, which aims to train people of all ages for jobs in IT.